need your hand, and we'll just take a few minutes and give you a word of faith for your giving. Let's open our Bibles, please, to Luke's Gospel in chapter 5. Luke's Gospel, chapter 5. You might hear a little hum there in that system, don't I? But that's all right. Don't bother it now. I don't want anything to go wrong here. But you might want to fix that. Luke chapter 5. Okay. In Luke chapter 5, Jesus, as you know, was preaching on the kingdom of God. And everywhere he went, that's what he preached. And he preached the fact that he was anointed, that he was sent from God to remove burdens and destroy yokes, and that he was preaching the blessing of Abraham, and talking about people what they had so that they could have faith to receive it. It's not that they had to beg God for it, it's just they hadn't received it. So here he was teaching and preaching, and now we're at this place where he is at the seaside and he's preaching, and people start pushing on him, and I'm sure they want to touch that anointing and so forth, but he had to back up to the point that he was at the rim of the sea, the lake, and so he asked Peter to use his boat. Well, Peter was over washing his nets, and I have every reason to believe that Peter was listening to some of that Jesus was preaching, because Peter was in pretty hard times right now. And so he asked Peter, could he use his boat? I don't think that was coincidental. I think when God asks you to do something or give something, he knows what's coming in your life. He knows what you need, and he's coming to you personally. And so what happened was, as he did this, he entered the ship, verse 3, and which was Simon Peter's, and he prayed that he was pushed out a little or thrust out a little from the land, and he sat down and taught the people out of the ship. What is teaching? Teaching brings understanding. Why understanding? Because understanding can give you the principles that you need to work the system for yourself. In other words, you don't have to wait on anybody else to do your fishing for you. When you have understanding, you can fish for yourself. Amen. In verse 4, now, when he had left speaking, he said to Simon, launch out into the deep, let down your nets for a draught. Now, the word draught means really great increase. The signature of God is abundance. I'll say it again. The signature of God is abundance. God is an abundant God, and he likes to do things in a big way. Sometimes you have to really encourage people to think bigger. I think sometimes God can do things quicker for a bigger thing than he can for a smaller thing. So anyway, verse 5, and Simon answered and said to him, we have toiled all night and taken nothing. We have toiled all night. Now, where do we get that from? We get that from Genesis chapter 3 and verse 17. And unto Adam he said, because you have hearkened to the voice of your wife, and have eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, thou shalt not eat of it. Curse is a ground for your sake. In sorrow, and if you put in your Bible toil, shall you eat of it all the days of your life. So it's interesting where toil came. Toil came in with a curse that came in because of Adam's disobedience. Toil came. What does toil do? It leads to fatigue and degradation of your mind and your body. Toil. You and I were born originally in God's class, or Adam was made in God's class. And the Bible says that God created the heavens and the earth. And after he created all of this, the Bible says, and God rested. God didn't rest because he was tired. He rested because he was finished. And it was never meant for you and I to have to toil. toil for anything. And as a matter of fact, you stay all up all night toiling, it'll put age on you. It'll cause systems in your body. They might try to break down and so forth because of toil, because you weren't made for that. I'm telling you, if you've got a situation in your life and you need an answer to it, you can do a couple of things. One included is you can believe you've received the wisdom of God. Go to bed at night and let God talk to you while you sleep. Well, you wake up in the morning and you'll have a bright idea. So what happened? Verse 6, and when they, verse 5, let's go back to that one. And Simon answered and said to him, Master, we have toiled all the night and have taken nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word, I will let down the net. And when he had done this, he enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and the net brake. And they beckoned to their partners, which were in the other ship, that they had come and help them. And they came and filled both the ships so that they began to sink. And when Simon Peter saw it, he fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord. For he was astonished at all that were with him, at the drought of fishes which they had taken. So was also Simon, or James, and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, Fear not, from henceforth you shall catch men. And when they had brought their ship to land, they forsook all and followed him. You see, a lot of the world is operating on survival. They're just trying to, you talk to them, say, hey, how you doing? Well, I'm making it. And making it means that they're making it from paycheck to paycheck and trying to survive. But God never intended for you to live on survival. He meant for you to live on purpose, that there was a purpose in your life which God has for you in the way that you should be living. And so God now is getting Peter to switch systems. But what did he do to him? He had Peter to actually sow a seed. And the seed that Peter sowed was his boat. Because God has a law out there that says that God's law that says whatsoever a man what sows, that shall he also reap. In other words, something's got to be sown before you can get a harvest. But Peter not only got a harvest, he got an overflow. Somebody say overflow. God is the God of an overflow. Matter of fact, in Luke 6:38, he says, Give, and it shall be given unto you. How much? Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over shall men give into your bosom. Now, here's the thing that I want to teach you, just one principle. One is that you expect from God. Expect from God, not expect from your neighbor, your government, or your cousin. Expect from God. Let God use any channel he'd like to get it back to you. Say amen to that. Amen. And then secondly, which is important, which is the principle I want to bring up, is that try to start living not from your seed, but from your multiplied amount. In other words, live out of your overflow. Now, why am I saying that? Because you and I, we get salaries, okay? I get salary, you get salary, all right? Now, let's say your salary doesn't increase. That doesn't have anything to do with your income. In other words, your income can increase and your salary stay where it is. Hello. And when you do live, you can live out of your increase or your multiplied amount. Now, this is the difference between poor folk and rich folk. I shouldn't say poor people and rich people. Because rich people understand in their thinking that I'm going to leave this principle where it is. And I'm going to live off the interest. Come on, now we're switching systems here. I'm going to live off the interest. I was telling my wife last night, I said, baby, you know, the higher up you go in terms of wealth, in the earth. The closer you come to the kingdom. I remember when Jesus said, you're not far from the kingdom. I see why he said that to that man. Because it's amazing you get up there so the way it's done, see. When people pour, they consume everything they got. In other words, the average person gets a paycheck, it's spent. Matter of fact, they start writing checks on it. Before, come on now, it ever hits the bank. Are you following what I'm saying? Some of y'all know what I'm talking about. I know this bunch has nothing. Y'all don't function like that. But some of y'all know what I'm talking about. And you know why? Because you're living off your seed bin instead of your multiplied amount. See, you go to buy that new building, you're not buying that building from your salary. Buy the building from what you sold. That's the way the building is bought. Are you following what I'm saying? So our increase has continued up. Now, at the beginning of the year, I may not have the speaking engagements that I have at the end of the year. And what happened? Because I was sowing, because every time he spoke to me about a green envelope, I cooperated with it. Then he added on engagements so I can get more honorarium, so I can get my increase up, and the salary never moved. He will increase your resources for sowing. Put it up there on the board. This is 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 10. Amplified. And God, who provides seed to the sower, bread for the eating, will also provide and multiply your what? Resources for sowing and increase what? The fruits of your righteousness, which manifests itself in active goodness, kindness, and charity. He'll increase your resources for sowing. He's got to get it back to you some kind of way. Why? Because his word is out. His word is out. So stop trying to live on that salary. That thing is, you know what? How much that is. It can't take you but so far. Man, you waiting on payday right now. No, I'm telling you, see? And the Bible says God loves what kind of giver? God loves a cheerful giver. Say cheerful giver. All right, cheerful giver. God loves a cheerful giver. Amen. See, and you can't give cheerfully if you broke. Now, I know some of y'all, I love the Lord. I love him too. But man, when you broke, boy, it's hard. Pastor asking us to give again. See, that's what you go through. But that's because you're trying to live off that salary. And that salary is seed. Now listen, I'm not saying you can get all converted today. I'm just saying make plans that I'm going to start living off my overflow. And if you do that, God will meet you there. Say amen to this. So it doesn't make any difference what you're bringing in the house, because that's not going to take care of what you need. What's going to take care of what you need is your harvest. And God is ready for you to do it. Say amen to that. Isn't this good? So just remember that you no longer are going to live off this principal piece. You're going to live off your interest now. You're going to spend from your multiplied amount. Amen. So now you don't have to go down in the basement in the department store. You can go up on the fifth floor. See what they got up there. Come on now. Amen. Now, I know some people right now are accusing me, well, he's just talking about money. Well, that's because you broke. I'm only talking about it because you're struggling with it. Say amen to that. Amen. Give the Lord a hand, would you? Praise him. Now you tie you off. Ow! Amen. Y'all know I love you, though. You know what I'm saying. Yeah.